This is Sunday morning, June the 6th, 2019. These words are the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The first one is called the Step Release Program. As you come out of double-minded Christianity, wavering between two opinions, you will begin to see more release of provision, wholeness, soundness, nothing missing, nothing broken in every area. The sower will overtake the reaper. You've been casting your bread upon the waters for many years. This is the step. Now it will come back in on every wave. That's the release. You will find as you move out of the grind, you will actually be richer. This is how it works in the kingdom of God. Giving versus the world is hoarding. God's kingdom is giving. The world is hoarding. It has been a slow process bringing you out, but the best is yet to come. It is my will for heaven to be here, for you to live like I live in heaven, even on the earth, whole. Get that? He wants us to be whole. The difference between being healed and whole, there's a big difference. Excuse me, whole is restored to original. What has been the holdup? Not me. Your thinking. Conformity to the world system. As you become transformed, going from glory to glory, you will be operating like I operate. You will be transformed into my image. You will walk, talk, and act like me. All right, you get that? Step release. All right, this is the second word, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. Do you believe the Lord knows what he's doing? It's the title of it. Do you think he would move you, new job, new place, to continue to do just what the same old thing? When the cloud moves, so to speak, it is to move into the unknown. Why would the Lord move you here or give you a job here if he didn't have a plan? He doesn't want you in same old, same old. He wants you to be open for new ideas, new plans, new places you've never been before. See, we're on a journey. The children of Israel were on a journey, and it was new land. They'd never been there before. Insanity, the same old, and expecting change. Eaglets are being nudged to the edge of the nest. The single most way the church aids the enemy is to be stuck in their old mindsets. New mindsets move you forward. Old mindsets keep you going nowhere. Move with the cloud. The Lord knows what he is doing. I'm going to read Philippians 1:6. And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, developing and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. God says right here, most never go in or obey God because they don't understand it. And I brought up Numbers chapter 13 and Numbers chapter 14 if you want to read that this week. Numbers 13 is when they finally got to the promised land and they sent the spies over, and 10 came back with a bad report. Joshua and Caleb came back with a good report. They just refused to go in. All they saw was the giants, even though God had already said, I've already given it to you. And then Numbers 14, they decided to go on their own, and they got beat. Trust God's plan. Stop letting what you think cause failure in your life. Ministry is not all spiritual. It is also natural. Take care of business. That means taking care of natural things. Being under someone is part of that. Anyone who has ever been anyone in the kingdom has had to do this. And I put here, this is 1 Kings 19, 19 through 21, and 2 Kings 2, 1 through 14. This is the story of Elijah and Elisha. And it's about the training time that Elisha spent under Elijah. He was not ministering. He was doing menial things. In ministry, concerning and calling and separation, everyone pays their dues. We must be careful that we don't reason away his methods, like we don't think it's important because how humble it may seem. The ministry is not just spiritual. It is also comprised of the natural things. You could actually be fighting against God. The understanding of being called versus being separated unto that call. So many want to just go straight to the top. If that happens, they will fail. They haven't finished the necessary training for where they will be reigning. I'm talking leadership position. Okay. All right, word number three. I call this the final countdown. Separating the sheep from the goats. I've had this for a few weeks now. A little different subject, but nonetheless, true. A line is being drawn. Each man, woman, boy, and girl, nation will have to make a choice. Whose side are they on? This is what is going on. I mean, you can look at Democrat, you can look at Republican, you can look at all kinds of issues in the world, but really, this is exactly what's going on. It's now good versus evil. A civil war. It will become very defined, and there will be no secret where a boy, a girl, a man, a woman, or a nation stands. I'm separating the sheep from the goats, so don't be dismayed by the process. Now, I want to read to you Matthew chapter 25. We're moving into that new age, the kingdom age. We're in that sliver of time where God is, the swamp is being drained. And that's why we see so much ugly, because all the swamp creatures are coming out of hiding. They've been there all along, they've been operating, they've been sliming around, but now they're seen in the open for all to see, and it's just pretty appalling. All right. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, thoughtless, without forethought, and 5 were wise, sensible, intelligent, and prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they did not take any extra oil with them. But the wise took flask of oil along with them, also with their lamps. When the bridegroom lingered and was slow in coming, they all began nodding their heads and they fell asleep. But at midnight there was a shout, "Behold the bridegroom, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and put their own lamps in order, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "You know what, the Lord just gave me a thought. You know these Christians, that they never do anything for themselves. They spend all their time on prayer lines having other people pray for them." That's what this is right here. Then all those virgins got up and put oil in their lamps in order, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." We're not doing any of our own praying. We ain't got time. We fell asleep and we're just doing our own thing. But there's a bunch that did all the praying, all the, you know, saying the right thing, taking authority and praying in the Spirit. And they're going to come try to ride piggyback on them. Can't do it. But the wise replied, "There will not be enough for us and for you. Go instead to the elders and buy for yourself." No, go pray for yourself. But while they were going away to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were prepared went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Later, the other virgins also came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door to us." But he replied, "I solemnly declare to you, I do not know you. I'm not acquainted with you." God's given a space right now at this time for everyone to wake up and to get in line, because the dividing line is coming. Once that's drawn, they come and beat on the door, and he said, "Don't know you." I mean, he's put up with a lot. "Watch therefore, give strict attention, be cautious and active, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come." He could step up tomorrow and say, "That's it. Everybody on this side, come over here. Everybody on this side, the earth's going to open up and swallow them." I don't know. Doesn't that what it sound like? Doesn't it sound that way? Sounds very cut and dry and defined. "For it's like a man who was about to take a long journey, and he called his servants together and trusted them with his property. To one he gave 5 talents, probably about 5,000, to another 2, to another 1, to each in proportion to his own personal ability. Then he departed and left the country. And he received the 5 talents, went at once and traded with them, and he gained 5 talents more. These are the ones that have been about the master's business. And likewise, he who had received the 2 talents, he also gained 2 talents more. You ever wonder why It just seems like there's a handful that does stuff, and the rest of them just go on day by day, doggy dog world, and never do anything. Mm-hmm. Except bless me, bless me, bless me, whatever I have to do to get my needs met. But he who had received the one talent went and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. And after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with him. Just saying, well, I got saved when I was 12, but, you know, is that going to be enough to make it? If we haven't applied ourselves, we haven't used what he gave us to use, operated like he told us to operate. And he who had received the five talents came and brought him five more, saying, Master, you entrusted to me five talents. See, I've gained five talents more. His master said to him, well done, you upright, honorable, admirable, and faithful servant. You've been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge of much. Enter into and share the joy which your master enjoys. That's what I mean. Whatever we have to, the price we have to pay here, to do what God wants us to do. The vacations we have to skip. You know, the Lord wouldn't let us go on vacation this week because he had his business he wanted us to attend to that week. And I'm thankful to. You know, but others. And he also, who had the two talents, came forward saying, Master, you entrusted two talents to me. Here I have gained two talents more. His master said to him, well done, you upright and faithful servant. You've been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge of much. Enter into and share the joy which your master enjoys. He who had received one talent also came forward saying, Master, I knew how you to be a harsh and hard man. Oh, it's just too hard to serve God. God's just too hard. It's just too hard to serve God. Have you ever heard that? It's just too hard. They're the whiniest bunch of Christians. They make me want to throw up. Some of them have been in teaching for 50 years, and I'm telling you, I can see the Lord wanting to throw up. Reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you had not winnowed. Well, God did it. He took away my house. He caused my house to burn down. It's all God's fault. He did it all. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is your own. But his master answered him, you wicked and lazy and idle servant, did you indeed know that I reap where I have not sowed and gather where I have not winnowed? Then you should have invested my money with the bankers, and that my covenant would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent away from him and give it to the one who has the 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will be furnished richly, so that he will have abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have will be taken away. And throw the good-for-nothing servant into the outer darkness, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All nations will be gathered before him. He will separate them from one another as a shepherd separates sheep from the goats. He will cause the sheep to stand at his right hand, but the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. In other words, they followed the master's voice and did what the Father told them to do. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. This is not personal, this is corporate. He gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you brought me together with yourselves and welcomed and entertained and lodged me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. We're talking about the church here. With help and ministering care, I was in prison, you came to see me. Then the just and upright will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and gave you food or thirsty and gave you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcomed and entertained you or naked and clothed you? When did we see you sick or in prison and came to visit you? And the king will reply to them, truly I tell you, insofar as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it for me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, be gone from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me and entertain me. I was naked, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not visit me with help and ministry and care. Then they also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? And he will reply to them, solemnly I declare to you, in so far as you fail to do it for the least of these, you fail to do it for me. And then they will go away into eternal punishment, but those who are just and upright and in right standing with God into eternal life. The process has begun. The lines have been drawn. There is no turning back. No one will get away with anything. You'll either be identified as a sheep or a goat. My eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth. I see all, I know all, and each will be judged based on their choice. Pray for those leaders who are on the wrong side. Don't curse them. You could very well be their only hope. It is my hope they will come to me. I love them. I died for them. I don't want to leave them behind. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send workers across their paths. No man, woman, boy, or girl, or nation will ever be able to say they didn't hear or that they didn't have a choice. Don't call fire down on them, but mercy.